This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. You know, it's really astonishing. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, said that he now supports the idea of continuing the $600 bailouts, you know, the unemployment checks. That's $600 a week for people who don't have jobs. Now, of course, most of them don't have jobs because they're getting $600 a week to not work. So why should they go out and get a job? I mean, is Mitch McConnell an effing moron? I mean, sorry about my implied language there. Is he a moron? You know, if you want a nation of unemployed people, all you got to do is offer an incentive to be unemployed, which is paying people to be unemployed. And that's exactly what the Senate is doing. And why should you be surprised that so many people are unemployed? You're paying them. And it's not just Mitch McConnell. Oh, it's President Trump, too. It's President Trump, too. That's the astonishing and perhaps more disturbing element of all of this. Trump has said that he supports extending the $600 a week benefits at least until Election Day. Now, here's the trap that Trump is in. Now, because these benefits were already granted, you know, with the, what was it called, the CARES Act, when the virus started to really have an impact in March and the lockdowns were happening. So they passed the CARES Act to give everybody $600 a week, plus another one-time bonus of $1,200. Well, now the CARES Act ran out at the end of July. Now, who's going to take it away from them? See, now people have come to expect it. That's what they're living on. And they don't want to work. I know this because I try to hire people all the time. For my warehouse operation, nobody wants to work anymore. Nobody wants to pack boxes and fill orders and, you know, clean machinery for, I don't know, $15 an hour when they can stay at home and collect $15 an hour doing nothing. So thank you, Mitch McConnell. Thank you, Trump. Thank you, GOP Senate Republicans, for ruining our economy and for screwing small businesses everywhere. And there's no question in my mind where this goes. This leads to a total economic and financial collapse. That's where this goes. It's happening right in front of our eyes at record speed. With that said, I'll bring in my sponsor for the podcast. We have a new sponsor, an awesome company, Treasure Island Precious Metals. Because I don't sell gold and silver, I sought out a company that would offer you, they offer to beat any of the prices on gold and silver from, you know, the top internet retailers out there, APMEX or whatever they're called. You'll get honest service, and you'll be able to acquire gold and silver at fantastic prices with fully transparent shipping from a company that I trust and a company that's going to treat my customers right. So check it out at metalswithmike.com. And there you'll find the phone number and the way to contact them, and you can get gold and silver. Load up while you can, because what's coming is going to be just devastating to the dollar. metalswithmike.com. And I'm my own customer, you could say. Oh, and I'm not compensated on any affiliate fee whatsoever. It doesn't matter how much you buy from them. They don't compensate me because their prices are too low. They don't have any extra margin to pay me or anybody else. So they just pay me a flat fee. So getting back to the issue at hand here, what's totally insane about this is that, you know, Trump and the GOP, they keep pretending that we're going to have a recovery, like the economy is going to bounce back. Hey, morons in Washington, how is it going to bounce back when nobody's working, when nobody even wants to work? I'm talking about in the entry level, you know, labor markets. But those are the people that run the food factories, the warehouses. Those are the people that run the restaurants, you know, the hair salons, the grocery store restocking personnel, you know, all that. That's kind of entry level wage people. And none of those people have any incentive to work, because the geniuses in Washington, D.C. have decided to pay them to stay home. Well, you can't have a V-shaped recovery. You can't have an economy that bounces back. You can't even have an L-shaped recovery. As I've said before, you know, satirically, what you're really going to see is an FU-shaped recovery. That's the shape of the economy, because we're all screwed. As long as they keep paying people with more fiat currency, you know, fake money, paying people to not work. How is the economy ever supposed to recover? I mean, I ask you, common sense question. How are we ever supposed to get this country back to work? It's not possible if they're paying people to not work. And even worse, the debt is so out of control. I mean, this is why I keep mentioning gold and silver. This is why I'm telling my family and friends to load up on gold and silver while you still can, because they're printing trillions of dollars. I mean, they've already printed, what, $6 trillion this year? And they're going to print at least another $3 trillion. Nancy Pelosi's asking for $3.5 trillion. Folks, we're getting close to $1 trillion a month here. $1 trillion a month. Now, just to put that in perspective, when Obama was president and we were freaking out over Obama's expenditures, you know, we were screaming about the fact that Obama was spending $1 trillion a year, because that was crazy. That was bonkers. $1 trillion a year under Trump with the COVID-19 situation and the Federal Reserve and all the money printing and the unemployment bailouts and bailing out every company, every casino, bailing out Planned Parenthood, bailing out airlines, bailing out the Pentagon, everything. Guess what? It's $1 trillion a month, almost. This is not sustainable, folks. I don't know if any of you listening to this can do math. I imagine you can. Most of the people who listen to my show are pretty smart. You can do math. You know that this you know, parabolic rise, this blowout in debt is not sustainable. And the only way to ever pay off the debt is to have an economic recovery. But they're using the debt to pay people to not work, which is stifling the economic recovery. I mean, I'm sorry to be screaming, but it's just fucking stupid. You can't have an economic recovery when you're paying people not to work, which means you're never going to be able to pay back the debt, which means the debt will implode. We are close to a point of collapse. The dollar will, at some point, revert to its intrinsic value, which is zero, which is why, by the way, I've said this before, gold will go to infinity priced in dollars. Because you take any number divided by zero, and it's infinity, right? As dollars go to zero, gold goes to infinity in dollars. But it's pointless to describe it in dollars, because dollars will be worthless. You know, it's just pointless. So the dollar's going to collapse, which means they're going to loot your bank account. They're going to steal everything that you've already got in a savings account, in a checking account, anything in dollars, in cash stuffed under your mattress. They're going to loot it all. And then they're going to have some kind of a forced trade-in. Well, the dollar has been under attack, they'll say, from foreign currency manipulators. It's just like in 1971 when Richard Nixon says, well, we're going to have to take us off the gold standard because, you know, well, our currency has been under attack from foreign currency manipulators. Therefore, we're going to hyperinflate and steal all your money, basically, is what he announced in 71. And it's only taken, you know, three generations or less in order to get that done, two generations. They're going to steal everything from you in dollars. Everything in your bank account will be gone. Your value will be zero. The only thing that will have value when this is said and done, there's only a few things, and you've heard me say them over and over again. Gold and silver and land, that's kind of like the first tier. Second tier, you know, tractors, diesel fuel, ammunition, firearms, you know, radios, stuff that holds value. But gold and silver and land, that's where it's all at right now. If you are not actively converting your fiat currency to gold, silver, and land, then you're just begging to be gutted when the dollar collapses. And it is coming, because all these bailouts, they can't last. This is it. This is the end game. They're going to print $1 trillion a month for now. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi wants the Fed to bail out California, which is, what, over $100 billion in debt already? No, wait. A lot more than that, hundreds of billions in debt, and they have coming up on a $100 billion budget shortfall just for this fiscal year. Right now, it's like $50 billion. It's going to hit $100 billion. The Democrats want Illinois to be bailed out. They want New York to be bailed out. They want Florida. Well, I guess that's a Republican governor at the moment. But all these states want to be bailed out. If the Fed starts to print all that money required to bail out all these Democrat states, it's going to be $1 trillion a week, $1 trillion a week. I'm talking about increasing the federal deficit by $50 trillion in a year. You think that's sustainable? You think that can last? No, it can't. That is impossible. We will never make it to that. The currency will collapse. It will be over. And you will be left holding worthless paper money if you didn't convert it. And that's why I've even told my business operations managers, you know, who run my store, Health Ranger store, I'm like, we got to minimize any kind of cash in any of the bank accounts. spend it all on food, buy everything. It's not even about just trying to get ahead of the inventory. It's just about converting cash into something that has value. We are stocking the warehouse left and right. We've got truckloads bringing in dozens of pallets of everything from legumes and beans and quinoa and rice and just everything you can imagine. Why? I mean, yeah, we're stocking up for Black Friday, but the other reason is I don't want a dime of cash left in our bank account that we don't need for cash flow. We are getting rid of all our cash. We were pouring concrete recently for part of an additional expansion. We've been buying manufacturing machinery. We've been buying food, buying iodine, huge amounts of iodine because of what I think is coming. I don't want any cash left. Cash is going to be worthless. So, I mean, if you don't own a retail operation like I do, you can't buy inventory that you could sell later. So, you know, your choices perhaps are more limited. Buy gold and silver and land, ammunition and firearms and, you know, diesel fuel, tractors, whatever. Things that hold value. This is it. We're coming up on the last call here. I'm not kidding around. I don't even know how long I'm going to be on the air, by the way. It's not going to be pretty. And I'm reshifting. My whole focus is just going to be preparedness from here forward. I'm launching a new site called prepwithmike.com, and I'm going to bring you real-time intel from all my top sources about things that are going down, civil war, geopolitical warfare, you know, bombings in Beirut or whatever is going on. That's going to launch at prepwithmike.com, and it's going to be a really rapid, high-speed intel site that allows me to publish videos and text messages faster than I can do it on Natural News. So there's a lot coming up, folks. There's a lot coming up. Oh, and by the way, if you haven't yet downloaded my entire 9-hour audiobook that's free, go to globalreset.news. Go there right now, click on the link, enter your email address. You'll be given the download links. You can download the full audiobook free of charge with a 176-page PDF reference document that's a full transcript. So even if you know somebody who's hearing impaired, they can read, you know, the audiobook, which is really 9 hours of me talking about exactly the best strategies for how to survive and how to prepare. So check that out at globalreset.news. No joke, things are getting bad. I'll stay online as long as I can. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams.